ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਗੋਪੀ ਜਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਗਿਰੀਵਾਨ ਗੋਪੀ ਜਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਗਿਰੀਵਾਨ ਸੋਰਨੰਦਨ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਨ ਰੰਜਨ ਯਸੋਰਨੰਦਨ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਨ ਰੰਜਨ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਤੀਰਾ ਵਨਚਾਰੀ Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janna Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Prav Jankacharya Asatosa Vashishimadhi, Divine Grace, the AC Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananda Goda Vaishnavani Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Brahm Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Samakum, Radhakum Giri Obadan Ki Jai, Shivanavandam ki jai, Shimayapanavandam ki jai, Gangamai ki jai, Jamunamai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Gau Premanandi, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees. All glories and glory to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, text number 39. Bhavishyatas Tavabhadrav Abhadre Jatarhadhamau Lokan Sapalangs Chings Chandi Muhur Akrandayushyataha Bhavishyatas Tavabhadrav Abhadhare Jathar Paramau Lokan Sapalangs Chings Chandi Mohar akran dayishyataha Bhavishyatas tavad badrav Abhadre jhatarhad hamau Lokan sapalong stream chandi Mohar akran dayishyataha Bhavishyatas tavabhadrav Abhadre jhataradhamau Lokan sapalong string chandi Mohar akran dayishyataha Bhavishyatas tavabhadrav Abhadre jataradhamau Lokanasapalam srinjandi Mohar akranda yishyataha Vivishyatas tavabhadrav Abhadre jataradhamau Lokanapalam srinjandi Mohar akranda yishyataha Bhavishyatas tavabhadrav muttered Jesus. Bhavishyataha will take birth. Tava, your. Abhadrao, two contemptuous sons. Abhadre, O unlucky one. Jatara Adhamao, born of a condemned womb. Lokan, all planets. Sapalan, with their rulers. Trin, three. Chandi, haughty one. Muhu, constantly. Akran layishyataha will cause lamentation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. O haughty one, you will have two contemptuous sons born of your condemned womb. Unlucky woman, they will cause constant lamentation to all the three worlds. Purport. Contentious sons are born of the condemned womb of their mother. In Bhagavad Gita 140, it is said, quote, when there is a deliberate negligence of the regular principles of religious life, the women as a class become polluted, and as a result, they are unwanted children. Unquote. This is especially true for boys. If the mother is not good, there cannot be good sons. The learned Kashyapa could foresee the character of the sons who would be born of the condemned womb of Diti. The womb was condemned because of the mother's being too sexually inclined and thus transgressing all the laws and injunctions of the scriptures. In a society where such women are predominant, one should not expect good children. Om Gyanata Manandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshum Malicham Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Ukram Kurtavata Lang Pangum Lang Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Manchakalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubjevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. I beg for the blessings of the senior devotees and all the devotees that I could say something that is beneficial. This word haughty means disrespectful. So Kashyapa was explained to her, this is not the good time. But she didn't accept the instructions, so she persevered. She wanted to have a son. So she wasn't respecting him. Haughty, this word haughty is there. Disrespectful. And because she didn't accept his instructions, she's going to have sons who are contemptuous, which also means disrespectful. This way, we've all heard this. Familiarity breeds contempt. Become too familiar, become disrespectful. So these sons, very disrespectful. And Kashyapa Muni, he wasn't an ordinary soul. He's the father of Garuda. And he's one of the Saptarishis, great, great personality. He's the father of Vamanadeva. So they're stepbrothers with Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha Vamanadeva. So he is the father of the demons and the demigods. So he is a very exalted personality. So what can we learn from this pastime here? That we should be respectful to seniors, especially to the guru. And the husband is considered to be like the guru of the wife. So if we're respectful, it's always safe to be, you know, in that situation. It's said by Lord Chaitanya, Trinadapi Sunichina Tarorapi Sihisana Manida Manina Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then one should think oneself lower than the straw on the street, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others without desiring respect for oneself. In such a state of mind, we could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So this humility is very important. It helps us to grow spiritually. So if the disciple is respectful to the guru, then this gives way for doing nice service. But if the respect isn't there, then it makes it difficult. And the guru, he gives the instructions by which the disciple can cross over the ocean of material existence. It's said that the body is like a boat by which one can cross over the ocean of material existence. And the captain is the spiritual master. And what are the favorable winds? The Vedas, yes. So the human form of a life is a great opportunity to cross over the ocean of birth and death and go back home, back to Krishna. But we have to follow. We have to follow the instructions. Otherwise, we can't get the mercy that we want. We want this mercy to go back to home, back to Godhead. So we have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And it's said that there's four types of disciples. The first class disciple is the disciple that knows what the spiritual master wants, and he does it without being told. And Srila Prabhupada said of one disciple he mentioned one that was on that level, Shrutikirti Prabhu. Prabhupada would just look at him and Shrutikirti would know what he wanted. Good disciple. The next is the spiritual master will tell someone to do something, and he'll do it very enthusiastically. The third is the spiritual master will tell a disciple to do something, he'll do it, but reluctantly. And the fourth class doesn't do it. So these are four types of disciples. So this situation here, the wife of Kashyapa Muni, she pretty much... It was anarchy. She just didn't want to do what he was instructing. And this is the nature of the conditioned soul. We have this anarchy tendency. You know, do what we want, and therefore we're in the material world. We didn't want to serve Krishna anymore. We wanted to try to be Krishna. Anarchy. So now we're trying to become good servants again. It's a big challenge to be a good servant of Krishna, to be a good servant of the spiritual master, because we have to give up our selfish ways. In the spiritual world, everybody is selfless. In this world, pretty much everybody is selfish. So this process of bhakti yoga is meant to help us become selfless. And in the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, there was instances where his disciples, they disobeyed anarchy. There was one, he was in Hawaii, and he was visiting the temple there, and he suggested to the temple president about something, and the temple president said, well, I'll discuss it with the board, and we'll get back to you. We'll let you know what we think. He never got back to Prabhupada. And he was just, it was anarchy, just did whatever he wanted. And that was the time, actually, in 1970, there was a, some of you may not know, there was a conspiracy, some of the disciples, Prabhupada, right here, Los Angeles. He wasn't getting his mail. They were censoring his mail. He would sometimes, he would go in his room and his picture would be upside down. And he'd open his book, a book that, and it would fall apart. And there was all, Prabhupada was very upset because of this. And it was because of this that he left America. Actually, he was thinking, he just wanted to stay here and preach. But there was this conspiracy. So he left. That's why he went to India in 1970 and started his preaching. Actually, it's described that he was speaking to Dwarkadish here. And Dwarkadish said, yeah, go to India. Well, anybody remember exactly what? Do you remember Archita exactly? Do you remember exactly what the it's described that there was a little conversation there. I don't remember the exact words. Something like Krishna said, or Dwarkadish said, go ahead, go to India, we'll build some nice temples, or something like this. So, and Prabhupada said, okay, so he... Then he started his India preaching. When he left India, he was, at first, in 1965, he was disgusted because nobody was taken. Practically nobody was taken. He had one disciple. He was struggling. So he was disgusted. And then when he left America, he was a little disgusted also because of this conspiracy. But Dwarkadish said, no, everything will be okay. You go to India. And of course, what he did in India is just phenomenal. All the temples. Now, I don't know, how many temples are there? Any ideas? Somebody said there's like 100 temples in India now. Some of them are just huge. And they're building some of the... Now they're building a big temple in Jagannath Puri. And it costs $10 million also. So they're building temples all over. So Dwarkadish had a good plan going back to India. So the way this conspiracy happened is there was a couple of disciples of Srila Prabhupada in India in 1970, and they were hearing from Prabhupada's godbrothers that this Bhaktivedanta Swami, he's a part of a bigger movement, Gaudiya Math, and the guru is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So there were these letters were coming to disciples from India, and they were thinking, oh, so there's a bigger movement, and Prabhupada's a member of this bigger movement. So this is how this poison spread. And when Prabhupada went back to India, he spoke to these devotees and cleared up the issue, and they became good disciples. But yeah, Prabhupada just cleared it up. Fortunately, and therefore was able to continue on as he desired. There's one amusing incident that happened in Africa. when Prabhupada was visiting there. It was an innocent mistake. But he was visiting, and his servant had washed all his clothes. But then the servant came back to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, clothes are gone. I don't have any clothes. And Prabhupada said, anyway, find something. And then Prabhupada sat to give class, and the bhaktas that were in the temple there, they were all wearing Prabhupada's different clothes. And you had the kurta and the dhoti and the top piece for the sannyasa. Prabhupada started laughing. Welcome to Africa. So, yeah, the disciple should accept the order of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. And actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave instruction to Prabhupada, you get money, print books. Yeah. So Prabhupada was always very fond of books. So he took that to his heart, preaching. And when they first met, he gave the instruction, go preach. So Prabhupada took the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very seriously. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wasn't pleased when he left this world. He was disappointed because they had this nice temple, Bagh Bazaar, and devotees were fighting over rooms. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, better sell the marble than buy books. But Prabhupada, when he left this world, he said, I'm not disappointed. He was happy with the disciples because they were doing so much service. Actually, the biggest year in book distribution in the history of ISKCON to this day was in 1977 because Prabhupada told Tomo Krishnamurti, he had read the book distribution results, and he said, this hearing of the results of book distribution, this gives me life. And when Prabhupada said that, Tamal Krishnamurti, he sent it all over the world. Because Prabhupada was very ill. And the boys were thinking he's going to leave. So they just went, practically the whole movement went on a marathon book distribution. So to this day, it's still the biggest year. Because they thought, if we distribute books, Prabhupada will stay with us. So this is the life of Srila Prabhupada, to distribute books. And therefore still, book distribution is going on so nicely all over the world because of the desire of Srila Prabhupada and the sincerity of the devotees who want to follow his instructions. This is the mood of a disciple, is that the spiritual master has given an order, therefore I have to follow it. And Prabhupada once said, we should be yes men to Krishna. Whatever Krishna says, yes sir. So we should be like that also with our spiritual master. Whatever is said, yes sir. Yes men. Prabhupada was speaking on. He said, Arjuna, he was to Krishna, he was, no, sir. He wouldn't fight. He didn't want to fight. No, I'm not going to. He put his bow down. I'm not going to do it. And then Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and then Arjuna said, yes, sir. He took up his bow and he said, now my illusion is gone and my memory of you has awoken. Now I'm ready to fight as you have instructed. Krishya vachanam tava. So we should have that mood. You know, read Bhagavad Gita and do as Krishna has instructed us. And one of his main instructions in the Bhagavad Gita is Yaidang Paramanguyang Madbhakte Sabadhasisi Bhaktim Param Karam Kripya Momavaisha Isangsaya. That anybody who is preaching this message of Bhagavad Gita is very dear to me, and there'll never be anyone more dear to me. So this is the business. This is Krishna's business. And I was just reading in this last verse of the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the last part of that purport, Prabhupada says, those who are doing the business of Krishna, they are sure to go back home to God. Yeah. What's that verse? Last verse, 11th chapter. Anybody remember? Actually, Prabhupada says in the purport that this verse is the essence. What's the beginning? You see it? 11:55. Mat karma krin, mat parama, mat bhakta sangavardita, nirvaira sarabhutesu, yasamam itpana. Prabhupada said, this is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. He says, my dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from contaminations of fruit of activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. So he mentions that this is the essence. Why would this be the essence of the Bhagavad Gita? We don't hear it very much. Yeah. Because we're part of Krishna, and therefore we're meant to work for Krishna. And Krishna comes and he speaks to Bhagavad Gita and he explains, this is my desire. If you act in this way, then you'll achieve the goal of life. And not only that, if you help others, if you act in this way and you help others also act in this way, then very pleasing. He says, it's very pleasing to me. And then he says, free of fruit of activities. Prabhupada said there's two desires that go very deep in the heart. That is the attachment to the fruits of one's activities and sex desire. And we see here in this pastime of Diti and Kashyapi that she, she's also an exalted lady, but she lost control. And Prabhupada also mentions that Kashyapa also, by her associate, he also lost control. He could have controlled himself and said, no, this is not the right time. No. But he gave in. And Prabhupada gives the example of Haridas Thakur, who was also trying to be enticed by a very attractive lady. But he said, well, no problem. Just let me finish my rounds. He had quite a few rounds to chant. 192 or something. So she's waiting and waiting and waiting. Then morning comes. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. I got these rounds. But tomorrow, I'll satisfy you. And then she comes and he's still chanting and chanting and chanting. And finally she becomes a devotee and reveals to him that actually I came here to have you fall down. I was sent here. And he says, I know. But I wanted you to become a devotee. And sure enough, she became a devotee. And then another time, Maya Devi herself came, personified. And again, tried to entice him. But again, I got some rounds to chant. Just wait. He didn't give in. You see the difference. So we shouldn't give in to Maya. in San Diego, I have this, I'm staying in this room that's a little noisy, so we're trying to make it soundproof. It's very difficult, you know, on the street next to where I'm staying. It's pretty, very difficult to make it soundproof. So I was thinking that we're also trying to become Maya-proof. Right? So there's no Maya to come in. Much more difficult to be Maya-proof. No Maya. Just Krishna. But this is the goal, to become Maya-proof. Like Prabhupada was Maya-proof. Absorbed in Krishna. So we're also trying to become Maya-proof. Just Krishna. So we got to get absorbed in Krishna. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, bhadasev, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atma, nivedanam. Shravanam, hearing about Krishna. Who was the best at hearing about Krishna? Parikshit Maharaj. And chanting about Krishna. Who was the best at chanting the glories? Sukadeva Goswami. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, remembering. Who was the best at remembering Krishna? Prahlad Maharaj. Padasevanam, worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Lakshmi Deva, Padasevanam. Archanam, worshipping the Lord. Prithu Maharaj. Archanam, vandanam, offering prayers. Akrura. Vandanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam. Who was the best servant? Hanuman, dasyam, atma, nivedanam. Who? Bali Maharaj. She knows them all. All right. Now, don't you say, who is it that was the best at all of them? Ambarish Maharaj. Yeah. Maya proof. No Maya, just Krishna. So Prabhupada's given us this nice process where we can become Maya-proof, just Krishna, if we endeavor. But it's not just our endeavor, it's the mercy of Krishna. Just like that Damodar Leela, Yasoda was trying to bind Krishna and his two fingers too short. So it was the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, I think. He said, those two fingers, the determination of the devotee and the mercy of Krishna. So we have to be very determined and pray for the mercy of Krishna. If we have these two, then our future is very bright. We'll see the light at the tunnel. Yeah? Krishna. So is there any question or comment? Archita Prabhu.
Vijay Prabhu, thank you for making your dental appointments in Los Angeles, so you have to come here once a month. Hare Krishna. It seems a little bit unfair to compare Kashyapa to Haridas Thakur. Why? Because it's much easier, it would seem, in general, to reject a stranger trying to entice you than to reject your own wife or husband, which is Kashyapa's situation. His wife is enticing him. They're legally married. It seems that, and not just seems that, I mean, we see in our own society that this is the case. It's, you know, you go out on book distribution, it's easier to reject somebody coming onto you, but you come home to your own spouse, not so easy, because you have to live with that person. You know, so maybe you can say something about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I'm a brahmachari, so I don't know. Never been married, so I don't. I thought about that aspect of it. But yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you don't want to displease your wife, as you've told me many times that it's in household life. The whole thing is you got to please your wife. Actually, Prabhupada said that also. You want to have a happy household life, you got to please your wife. You know, therefore, they give them nice, you know, give them jewelry, you give them nice clothes, and you give. That makes the household life peaceful. Yeah. So thank you for bringing
it. One has to draw the line, though. Prabhupada also indicated that very strongly. It's not that because the husband or the wife wants to go off the rails that you have to go off with them.
Hmm.
You have to, because you've made vows, you've made promises. You have to keep that vow, keep that promise, and see how you can rectify them. And if you can't, Prabhupada told one lady right here in New Dorka, Krishna is your father eternally.
Husband.
Yeah.
He told many ladies that Krishna is your husband.
You serve Krishna. If the husband wants to go up, off the rails, just wait and see. There's no question of divorce, he told him, but you may have to wait till he gets back on track.
Yeah. Savas Prabhu.
Thank you for a very nice class. I was thinking about it when you were speaking that in terms of husband and wife, there should be a certain qualification also. Kasyapa wasn't very qualified himself. He was a Mayavadi. So he wasn't really like a devotee. So, I think it's in terms of how and what the relationship should be based on is qualification. The husband, okay, he's like the guru, but if he's a bogus guru, then why should the wife listen to, or why should you or I or anyone listen to a bogus guru?
Yeah.
So it means following, and that means qualification. So when you were speaking, I was thinking that this is the difference between Kasyapa Muni and Haridas Thakur.
Yeah.
There was a devotee. So in our society, both husband and wife have to be qualified. And Prabhupada even said that if a wife is married to an unqualified man, she should leave him. She shouldn't stay with that individual. And it could be vice versa also. So I was thinking qualification is an extremely important situation.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Prabhupada mentions that Haridas Thakur, he had the visya vinivartan, he had the higher tastes.
Yes.
Whereas the Mayavadi, they don't have they don't have the higher tastes. So, if they have the higher tastes, then you're satisfied in serving Krishna, and therefore you're a bona fide guru, and therefore should be followed. Yes, Satchitanoya.
I was thinking that the one good example of this is about higher determination. For example, we all know that in Ekadasi we are not supposed to eat grains. And actually, personally, sometimes in those days, if I see, at that time, I'm not eating pizza, but if I see a pizza, I want to eat it. So similarly, sometimes if a grihastha living with a wife, if he's very serious and determined, he might not be that very advanced, but if you have that determination, today is a Ekadasi. Yeah. I'm not going to eat grains. And that can save you from a lot of trouble.
Yeah, very good point. Prabhupada mentions that if you know that you're going to fast, then it's difficult. I mean, it's not that difficult to fast. But if you don't know, then it comes right up. Like in San Diego, the devotees are pretty fired up. Everybody does Nirjal Ekadasi. We had Nirjal Ekadasi. And I usually don't do it, but just by the association, I did Nirjal also. It was good. So I had that determination because I knew it's coming up, and I knew all the devotees there, they do it, except for maybe one devotee. I think just one devotee doesn't do it. But just by that association, similarly by this association of devotees, if we have this determination to serve Krishna and refrain from sense gratification, by the association, this helps us to continue on. Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
You said that there is two things for conditioned soul. What is problem is attachment to result and sexual attraction. Mm-hmm. So can you say something, they are connected, some subtlety about this connection between attachment for result and sexual desire?
Sex desire, mm-hmm. sex life itself, that's a fruit in itself. People are trying to enjoy this in so many ways. Unfortunately, this is the age of Kali. So, these are selfish bodily desires. And the more we hear sincerely and chant sincerely and serve sincerely, the more these desires will wane, and we'll give them up. But it's our... We have to be very determined and pray. Pray for mercy. Pray for the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna, he's a Karuna Sindhu. What does Karuna Sindhu mean? is an ocean of mercy. He's very merciful. So if we take shelter of Krishna, he will help us. He wants us, Prabhupada said, he wants us to go back more than we want, much, much more than we want to go back. But we have to show that we want to serve, and he will. As it is said, you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards us. We have to keep on taking those steps towards Krishna, and he'll help us become free of all this contamination.
No, but my question is, second problem is attachment for results, conditioned soul that are attached to result of his activities. So can you say something about that attachment in connection with sexual desire? You see, it's like subtle sex, you know, to be attached, your door, okay. So it's very, it's not easy to understand, easy to resolve this attachment for your activities in devotional service. So this is also basically like...
Well, it's bodily, it's a bodily...
Subtle name, fame, profit.
Yeah, there's subtle desires and there's gross desires. So it's a subtle desire. And Krishna is also, he's known as the most subtle. You know that? Krishna is known as the most subtle. So if we take shelter of Krishna, the most subtle, then we become free of these subtle contaminations. Krishna, he's everywhere. Prabhupada, I was just listening to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Maya is also everywhere. Krishna's everywhere, so is Maya. So we have to plug into Krishna, and this will protect us from Maya, from all this subtle contamination. Take shelter of the most subtle Krishna, and all this subtle contamination will be washed away. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.